If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
My friend, don't you know that even when you are in the most righteous act, like Paul in prison for Christ, or even Christ on the cross, you will still experience in reality, not even just in feeling, desertion? You are not alone in this, Christian.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, in most everything in life, there is mess, frustration, and opposition. And while I certainly don't want to be a downer, the facts are, the verdict is in, the life is hard, even for up and outers. No one has an easy time. Weeds get into yards and gardens. Bugs seem to always find me. How about you? Trial and error is called trial and error because we all commit errors. No baseball pitcher has an ERA of zero, and no batter bats 1,000. Bullying has always been around. If you think not, then just remember Cain and Abel. That didn't end well. And even when Noah had the opportunity to start over with a cleansed earth, it didn't take him long to goof it up. So let me just say that even if you live righteously and fervently follow Christ, it really doesn't mean that the weeds in the garden of life are going to stop growing and causing frustration. Remember your example. Christ himself was put on a cross. But today, we're going to look at the totality of the picture of life for the faithful believer on Wings of the Morning. So right now, C.C. Winans reminds us that the Lord has promised we never have to be alone.
Does anybody care? Sing more of what I'm missing, less of what I have to share. Miles away from what I need, and yet so close when I'm in prayer. That's when I close my eyes. Some time and realize
In the book of 2 Timothy in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes to his protege these words, "Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychius to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the metal worker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." Do you sense a theme here, my friends? How many of you have felt deserted at one point or another? Twice, he says it plainly. And by the way, deserted is a good translation of this word that Paul uses, because Paul was in his final prison and left behind with nothing. He was in his final defense and left with no character witnesses. He, in fact, uses the words here that Jesus used on the cross when having taken the sins of all of us for all time, and he cries out to the Father, my God, why have you forsaken?" In other words, deserted me. My friend, don't you know that even when you are in the most righteous act, like Paul in prison for Christ, or even Christ on the cross, you will still experience in reality, not just even in feeling, desertion? You are not alone in this, Christian. You will have close companions who, for fear or love of this life, abandon you. That's tough, but true. But also notice that besides Demas, who chickened out, others were absent, even sent away by Paul. Things do get lonely sometimes. Then there is Alexander the metal worker. What a bully. He opposes him at Ephesus, that is Paul, and lies about Paul to Nero. And many times, even when we are already down, the evil that others do just piles on and makes us think even more about how deserted we really are. Yet, Paul shows us several things about this condition that should give us hope. First, even though it was only Luke, Luke was with him, probably doctoring him both in body and spirit. And then there were other friends who were going to be there, like Mark and Timothy himself. So he was going to get others, and the Lord was providing them. Secondly, before all this occurred, a cloak and books, creaturely comforts, had been prepared for Paul to help him. Don't ignore the blessings that God gives in the midst of hurt. Lastly, but most importantly, Paul tells Timothy that he is fully aware and is flourishing in spite of all, because the Lord was and is fulfilling his promise that he, the Lord, would never forsake. He says, "The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength." Strength not just to get by, but to, in the midst of this evil condition, preach the gospel to his captors, jailers, judges, and executioners. And Paul also gives us a promise from the Lord that we may not fully comprehend, especially when we feel deserted. He says, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom." You know, folks, we know Paul was executed. In fact, his head was cut off. So how was this promise fulfilled? Because physical death, and Paul knew it, was not the end. Remember, he said at another place, neither life nor death could separate him from the love of God. My friend, I want you to learn a few very important things here. First, if you follow Christ, you will not be exempt from troubles, struggles, even persecutions and bullies in this world. You're not going to avoid them. Secondly, don't think that you can let your relationship with Christ slide, even under those conditions. Demas, a previous faithful follower of Christ and compatriot of Paul, deserted him and deserted Christ for the world. Keep the world out and Christ in. Thirdly, Christ the Lord will stand right beside you to the very end, strengthening you if you let him. So, knowing this, and because whether you follow Christ or not, the world's going to be tough, won't you give yourself to him fully and let him strengthen you when everyone else deserts you? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I know I need you. I'm so sorry for my sins and rebellion against you. Please forgive me. I turn away from the world. Come into my heart and life. I commit to you my heart and my life. Stand with me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You really can call me at 877-306-HOME, 877-306-4663, or write me at sundaybreakfastmission.org, online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.